الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اتقى أما بعد. We discuss again with regard to our spiritual purity, the condition of our heart, which is more important than what we were discussing with regard to our outward conditions. And we are busy with this chapter of sabr, which is a great quality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person if a person sits in the company of a spiritual guide, a sheikh, and makes his treatment, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him this quality, and he is able to control himself and what he gets in the year after. Here Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to us in this beautiful hadith, and Mu'az ibn Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu anhum, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من كذب غيظا وهو قادر على أن ينفذه دعاه الله سبحانه وتعالى على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة حتى يخيره من الهور الإين ما شاء. That Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned this hadith, that a person who controls and suppresses his anger, in other words, as we explained previously, that anger will come to a person, but a person has to learn from his sheikh, the pious servants of Allah, when to vent our anger, how to take out our anger, how to control it, etc. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that person who has suppressed his anger, controlled it, despite he's got the ability to vent his anger. In other words, a person who made him angry, he has got more power and more ability over that person, so he can take that person to task, but he suppresses his anger. That is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He controls his anger, he doesn't become abusive, he doesn't go into a rage, etc. He controls it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat on the day of Qiyamah, in front of all the creation, Allah will call him out, and Allah Ta'ala will tell him, now because you suppressed your anger, you controlled yourself, now choose from whichever hurayin you want here on the day of Qiyamah. What a honor it will be. From this we learn that the more we learn to control our nafs, our passion, our desires, we do our spiritual treatment, then accordingly Allah Ta'ala rewards. And Allah Ta'ala is so kind and so merciful. Outwardly it looks like that person did not take revenge, or that person was just was weak, etc. But in reality, that was a very, very honorable quality that Allah Ta'ala has blessed this person with, to control our anger. Especially upon those people that we are able to vent our angers, our wives, our children, our workers, people that are under us. But when a person controls his anger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards that person accordingly. Like there is an incident mentioned of the grandson of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, that his assistant, his khadim, was pouring water for him while he was making wuzu with the lota, with the cane. And that khadim, as he was pouring the lota, he was not careful enough, and he hit Hazrat Ali ibn Ali, that is the grandson of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He hit him on the head with that lota, with that water cane. So he got upset and he looked at him very angrily. The moment the servant saw that my master is looking at me angrily, now he's going to take me to task. Immediately he read the ayat of the Quran Kareem, Wal kazimin al ghayr, that Allah Ta'ala says, those who drink up their anger, who control their anger. In other words, you can say you are angry, you can take me to task. But the honorable people are those people who control their anger, they drink up their anger. Immediately he kept quiet. He read the next part of the ayat, Wal afina anin nas. And not only do they control their anger, they overlook, they forgive. Never mind, you made me angry and you had fault, but I'll take it and I'll swallow it and I'll regard it as my fault. So immediately he told his khadim, his servant, that I have forgiven you. And then he read the next part of the ayat, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, that Allah loves those who do good deeds. And Allah loves those who reach the quality of ihsan, that they know Allah is with them and watching them. Immediately he told his slave that I have freed you. So this is the real quality of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious servants of Allah. And this is what we have to build. And Allah ta'ala is blessing us with these great days, occasions, the month of Ramadan. This is actually to develop our spiritual condition.